Maybe. You never know. I mean, like, to eat to the glory of God is something straight out of 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So here this passage is talking about doing everything we do for his glory. So whether we're thinking, whatever we're saying, whatever we're doing, eating, you know, whatever, doing it all for his glory. So even eating, we dedicate what we eat to his glory. So even in prayer, asking something like, you know, to bless this food to our use in your service. You know, a phrase actually I use in my prayers before I eat. And why? Because we're asking God to use that food that we're eating to better his kingdom. And then, you know, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says to pray continually, you know, really drawing that out. So whatever we're doing, you know, to bring it before God. And don't be afraid to eat. This could be applied to the food, you know, blessed in the name of idols that we've seen in scripture before, where Paul said to go ahead and eat it. You know, don't be worried about it because, you know, they're just false idols anyways. They can't do anything. The only stipulation that Paul said about that, though, was that, you know, if eating it would actually affect someone else's faith or prevent them from coming to Christ as a result. So that's where he's saying, you know, feel free, but just beware that if someone is watching you and they feel like, well, what's going on here, and it affects them, you know, you got to be careful of that. So use your Christian freedom responsibly.
Eating to the glory of God.
Eating to the glory of God.
Yeah. Were we eating to the glory of God when you brought me chocolate earlier?
Hey, man, that, you know, gives you that perk, to gives you the energy for the
give
slam.
Me that perk. Yeah, okay. You justify it.
There we go.